Now, I want to talk about one other of the seven curses that is called the Canaanite curse. This is also related to time. And this is the one where the way that it's devoured is regularly, all the time in your life, and time disappears. It's basically like you are running faster and faster and faster. It seems like you are doing more. There is more on your list, more that you have to accomplish, and you are not making progress. You're running faster and faster, and you're not actually getting anywhere. If you were to look at all of these things that you are doing, you would say, okay, how has that gotten me any closer to the goals that I'm trying to achieve? And specifically, the Canaanite curse devours the time so that you don't have time to invest in your own growth. The things that you may be doing are fine. They're not bad things. It's not that there's necessarily emergencies that you have to deal with, but there's just all this stuff that's coming at you all the time, and you never get a chance to develop the skill you've wanted to, or start the new business, or spend time working in your yard that draws so much out of your spirit, or whatever the dynamic is. It's like you keep wanting to get to that one thing and you never can because you never have enough time. Now, the issue with the Canaanite curse is twofold. One of them is you base your legitimacy on having followers. So in other words, you need to have people following you, people approving of you, people accepting you. And when that is your source of legitimacy, you are going to value your favor, their favor over God's. And you're going to start making decisions that are based on keeping them happy with you, whoever those followers may be. It may be as simple as your family, your spouse, or your children. It may be as broad as an entire congregation or some other kind of organization that you are a part of. And the other part of that picture is when you use your influence to cause other people to lower their standards. When you use your influence to cause the other people to lower their standards, this is part of that dynamic of needing people's approval. If you raise the standard in your environment, you will lose people more than likely. People will say, I can't deal with the fact that you are pricking my conscience. But if you lower the standards, chances are good you're going to have more people following you. You're going to meet the lowest common denominator. So the Canaanite curse will come in when this is the kind of behavior that we have. There's another dynamic of the Canaanite curse of exploitive leadership. If you are a leader and you are exploitive of the people under you, that is something that will open you up to the Canaanite curse and this devouring. So both of these have an effect on time itself. Either it's seasonal devouring or it's just devouring of the mass of time and you just don't have time to invest in your own growth. Now, both of these can be generational. So in other words, maybe it is your grandfather, great-grandfather, somebody or other who opened the door to the Canaanite curse in your generational line and you are now suffering the effects of it. If that's the case, when you do the breaking the curses, do the renunciations, you may find an immediate change because it wasn't your behavior that caused the curse to be present. In fact, you may suddenly burst into the blessings because you have actually been living the right kind of life, but you haven't seen the blessings because the curses have been acting as a cap on top of it. Because there are blessings that are the opposite of these. So some of you may see an immediate change. If you don't see much of a change at all, then that means that you need to make some lifestyle changes, that you haven't earned into the positive numbers yet, and you are just going to need to start investing in that process. Is that making sense for both of those? In the teaching, there is renunciations for them, as well as a much bigger picture of the legitimacy dynamics that are involved and the wrong behaviors, as well as the dynamics of the blessings, which are the positive numbers that we want to walk in.